السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Oh my Lord, open for me my chest. Ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech, so that they may understand what I say. رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. O Allah, increase me in knowledge. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ عِلْمًا نَافِعًا وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا وَرِزْقًا طَيِّبًا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge, actions which are accepted, and a good halal provision. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And thank you for joining us today for Al Rahmat English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. I hope everyone is doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So, inshallah, today I would like to start with the recitation of today's lesson, in which we will be studying the beginning portion of Surah Al-Fatiha. So we are continuing from where we left off last week. So we are doing ayah number 2 to 4 of Surah Fatiha, insha'Allah. This will be followed by a brief summary of the tajweed of this ayah. So if you all could open up your Qur'ans, insha'Allah, and follow along as we recite.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
And inshallah, that is today's lesson. So we will start from the beginning of the lesson and we will go over a little bit of the tajweed of these ayat. So we will start with this ayah, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And inshallah, right away, I can see that we are beginning with a heavy letter. So here we have the letter Ra. And the Ra is a letter, in some cases it is heavy, in some cases it is light. So inshallah, in this case, the Ra is a heavy Ra. So we want a full mouth, the back of the tongue should be raised. We don't want a light Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman, Ra-Ra. This is a heavy mouthful kind of sound. Ar-Rahmani. Following the Ra, we have the letter Ha. This is a letter which we must be careful that we are reciting properly. The letter Ha is a letter of the throat, meaning when we recite it, we should feel warm air almost coming from the back of the throat. It is not a ha-ha. Ha should feel that there is air coming out. And I always like to say that if you have a hand in front of your face, it should feel like you are having warm air coming from the back of your throat. Ar-Rahmani. Here on the meme, you will see that there is a small alif right next to the meme. This alif means that this is a two-count mad. So we will pull this meme for two counts. Ar-Rahmani. Mani. Ar-Rahmani Ar-Rahim. Here again, we have a heavy letter, Ra. Ra in this case is heavy. Mouth full, back of the tongue should be raised. Ra, Ra. We don't want a light, Rahim. Ra, Ra, Rahim. And here again, we have the letter, Ha. So we should be careful and make sure this is coming from the throat. Ha, Rahim, Rahim. Here at the ending of the ayah, there is a sukoon whenever we stop at this word. And here on the meme, because there is a sukoon, we will apply tawassut. So tawassut is what we learned last week. We are resting upon this letter. It is the letter of Yarmalun. So we are resting. Rahim. Resting upon this meme, we are applying tawassut. In the next ayah, we start with the word maliki. Here on the meme, again, we see there is a small fatha and there is a alif following this. So this is a two-count mad. So we will pull this again for two counts. Maliki, maliki, maliki yawmiddin. Here in the word ad-din, if you see, you can see a shadda. What this shadda means is that we are reading this dal twice. So we are not saying yawmiddin, yawmiddin, yawmiddin. First we are saying yawmid, and then we say ad-din, yawmiddin. So you can see that the dal has a very strong sound, yawmiddin. This is the sound of a shadda. And again, whenever we are ending the ayah, we are ending with a sukoon. Noon is also a letter of tawassut. It is part of yarmalun. So we are resting upon this noon. If we don't rest, we can almost drop it. Yawmiddin. It's hard to hear. So we are making sure that we rest upon this noon. We apply tawassut on this noon. Yawmiddin. You can hear that clear N sound at the ending of the noon. Maliki yawmiddin. For the next ayah, we start with the word iyaka. Here we see that there is another two-count med. This is not iyaka. This is iyaka, two-count med. Make sure you are pulling this ya. Iyaka na'budu. Here again, we have another letter that comes from the throat. This is the letter ayn. And ayn, when you recite, should have a strangulation almost of the throat. You should feel that your throat is almost tight when you recite. Na'budu, like almost as if you were being choked. Na'budu. So it should be from the throat. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka. Again, we have the same word again. This is iyaka. This is not iyaka. We are pulling this for two counts because of the alif. Wa iyaka. Pull this for two counts. Na'budu wa iyaka nas. Here we have the letter seen, and seen is a letter of safir, meaning that we will apply a whistling sound. You should feel the S sound. Nastareen. Rest upon the seen because it has a sukun. Nastareen. Here we have the letter ayn again. This is from the throat, a slight strangulation. Nastareen. And here at the ending, we also apply a sukun on this word. So we are applying tawassut. We are resting upon this noon. Nastareen. Resting upon this noon. So inshallah, that is this week's lesson. We will recite one more time from the beginning. Ar-Rahmanir-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. And inshallah, that is this week's lesson. So for today, the Dweeb theory lesson, inshallah, I would like to go over a ruling called mudud in Arabic. It can also be called med. Mudud is the plural of med. Now, this is a relatively complex ruling. There is a lot of different categories, names, counts. But inshallah, today we are going to focus on just a few of the basics. So today we are going to learn the two-count med. So to start with, what is a med? So this word comes from the root letters mim, dal, dal. Madad, which means to stretch or lengthen. So whenever there are mudud, when reciting the Quran, whenever there is a med, when we recite the Quran, we will stretch the sound of that letter. We will lengthen the sound of that letter. So if I say we are applying med to this letter, I mean we are stretching the sound of this letter. For example, normally we would read a letter that has fatha, dhamma, kasra, or zair, zabar, fesh, as some people know it as, ba, bi, bu. So this is the normal sound. You should be able to raise one finger in the time it takes you to say this letter. So how you do this is you have your hand in a fist, and as you start reading, raise one finger. Ba, bi, bu. By the time you are done, you should have your finger fully raised. That is known as one count. The time it takes you to raise one finger is one count. When we have a med, we will lengthen the sound to two counts. So if we have ba, bi, bu, it is the same sound. We still have ba, bi, bu, but we are lengthening ba, bi, bu. And when we recite this, you should have enough time to raise two fingers. So have your hand in a fist, raise one finger, and then raise the other. And by the time you have two fingers raised, that is known as a two-count med. So if I say four count mud, this is the time it takes to raise four fingers. And if I say six count mud, that's the time it takes to raise six fingers. So this is an easy way to know for how long you're supposed to lengthen the mud for. And inshallah, in the beginning, you should try to use your fingers so you get an idea for how long to pull. And inshallah, once you're comfortable, you won't have to use it as much. So how do we recognize a two-count mud? So we are looking for the letters of mud. So what are these letters of mud? These are the letters alif, waw, and ya. The letters of mud are alif, waw, and ya. You can almost call these the vowels of Arabic. Alif, waw, and ya. When we see these letters following their respective harakat, we apply a two-count mud. So what does this mean? When there is a fatha or a zabr and it's followed by an alif, that is a two-count mud. A fatha followed by an alif. So for example, we have the word ba and we have an alif. We will put this for two counts. Ba. If we have a kasra followed by a ya, that is a two-count mud. If we have b with a ya after, it is b. And if we have a dhamma followed by a waw, that is a two-count mud. So if we have bu, following this we have a waw, we pull this for two counts. Bu. And inshallah, this should be easy to memorize because each of these letters sounds the same as the harakah. So an alif sounds like a fathah. They both have an a sound. And a ya has an e sound and dhamma has an u sound. A, e, u. And inshallah, it should be pretty easy to match up. So for example, here in this ayah, we have the word ar-Rahmani. Here we have the letter meme, and on meme we have a fatha. Right after the fatha, we have one of the letters of mad. We have the letter alif. What does this mean? This ma sound, we are going to pull for two counts. We are lengthening the sound to two counts, raising two fingers, and that is the time that we will pull the sad for. Ar-Rahmani. This is not ar-Rahmani. Ar-Rahmani, pull this for two counts. That is basically what a two-count mud is. So inshallah, let us go over a few more examples from this surah, and this will solidify the concept for you guys. So here in the first ayah, we have the word al-alamin. So again, we are looking for a two-count mud, where we pull these letters for two counts. Right away, I see we have the letter ayn. Ayn has a fatha. And right after, we can see that there is a small alif right after the ayn. Alameen. We are not reading it too fast. We are not reading alameen. Alameen. Pull this for two counts. Raise two fingers. So this is what a two-count mad is. Rabbil alameen. Here we have another mad in this ayah. So we have the word, we have the letter meem. Meem has a kasra. And following the kasra, we have a ya. So we are pulling this for two counts. Meen, for two counts. Just a small rule we should go over. Whenever there is a two-count mud, and it is at the end of the ayah, and following that, we have a sukun. So we have two-count mud, we have a sukun. We are going to pull for four counts. So here, normally we would say meen for two counts, but because it is a two-count mud, following a sukun, we are going to read for four counts. Rabbil alameen. And you should hear, usually when sheikhs recite, they try to pull this for four counts. So inshallah, that should be familiar to you all. So four counts basically means raise your finger, four fingers, and by the time you are done, that is four counts. So let's move on to the next ayah. We have the word ar-Rahmani. We already went over. Meem has a fatha followed by an alif. Mani ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Here again, we have a two-count mud in the word ar-Rahim. We have the letter ha with a kasra. Following this kasra, we have one of the letters of mud. The letters are mud, again, are alif, waw, and ya. So we have the letter ya in ar-Rahim. Now, again, that ruling that I described in the first ayah, whenever we have a two-count mud, and it has a sukun, it's ending with a sukun, we will pull for four counts. Ar-Rahmanir-Rahim. This is a four-count mud. For the next ayah, again, we have two counts. Maliki, Maliki. Meem has a fatha, and following that, we have an alif. So we will pull this for two counts. مالك مالك يوم الدين. Here again we have a two count med, dal with a kasra. We have one of the letters of med. We have a ya, ad-din. Because this is coming at the ending of the ayah, we are pulling this for four counts. Maliki yawmiddin. Pull that for four counts. Now in the next ayah, we have the word iyyaka. We have the letter ya. Ya has a fatha. Following this fatha, we have an alif. So fatha alif coming together means two count med. Pull this for two counts. Iyyaka. Again, this is not iyyaka. We are not reading iyyaka na'budu. Iyyaka na'budu. So you can hear there is a difference between no med and two count med. So we are doing iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka. Again, we have two count med. We have a fatha followed by an alif. So we are pulling this for two counts. Iyyaka nasta'in. At the ending of this ayah, we have a two count med. We have ayn with a kasra. Following this kasra, we have ya. Ya is one of the letters of med, alif, waw, and ya. So this is a two count med. Because we are reading this at the end of the ayah, we will pull this for four counts instead. نستعين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. And inshallah, that is the ruling of two and four count med. So inshallah, this should not be too unfamiliar to you all because we have been reading two count meds for a while now. Inshallah, this is just the theory behind that. One important thing to note is that all of your meds should be the same number of counts. If a med is a two-count med, it should always be two counts whenever you read it. So it should not be one and a half count. It should not be one count. It should not be two and a half counts. It should always be two counts. What does this mean? For example, if I am reciting إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, I should not say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. So you can hear, even though it's the same word, إِيَّاكَ, in the first count, I'm reading it too short, وَإِيَّاكَ. And in the next, I'm reading it too long, وَإِيَّاكَ. So these are both two count meds. So that's why we use our fingers, inshallah, in the beginning. This should help you get exactly how long to recite. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ. Both of the إِيَّاكَ have to be the same two counts. So inshallah, this is very important. We want to make sure that they are always the same number of counts. Whenever there are two counts, they should always be exactly two counts. And whenever there is a four-count med, there should always be four counts. So try to pick a pattern and stick to it, inshallah. We want to make sure we are consistent. So that is the ending of today's lesson, inshallah. We will complete the next parts of the surah next week. Just a basic review. Today we learned about med. Med is lengthening or stretching. Today we learned about the two-count med. What this means is that we raise two fingers, and that time that is known as a two-count med. The letters of med are alif, waw, and ya. These are almost like the vowels of the Arabic word. If we have fatha followed by an alif, this is two count med. If we have kasra followed by ya, this is two count med. And if we have a dhamma followed by a waw, this is a two count med. And just a ruling to remember, whenever a two count med comes at the ending of an ayah with a sukun, we will pull this for four counts. Inshallah, you can hear many sheikhs do this. So if you listen to any sheikh, you will hear that the ending is pulled longer than usual. That is a four-count med. So inshallah, that's just a basic review. We will go over a little bit more next week, inshallah, with more practice. So that brings us to the conclusion of today's lesson. So now it is time for the tafsir portion of our class, so I'll hand over the mic. Jazakallah khairan kathiran, mashallah, everyone. And inshallah, I will see you all next week. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين